K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Eddie Greer. Happy Friday, K-State Nation, the last day of the month of February, 28th of 2025, Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, whatever that is. Football, men's and women's basketball, soccer, and so much more. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Check it out. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Let's see, Iggy. Might actually have this posted here in a couple hours, probably. I know our already recorded a weekend episode previewing all of athletics programs in action this weekend in the first weekend of March, which March 1st is tomorrow. So that is going down as well. That's going to go out tonight. So be out, look out for that. You've been listening since the beginning of the new year, or you've been with us through the beginning, or you've been in and out. Thank you so much again for your support. Make sure you do pass this word along. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, the host, here in Kansas City, Missouri. If you're a K-State student, big K-State fan, living in the Manhattan area or in the KC area, thank you so much. Or outside of the Midwest, thank you again. And I know we have a heavy international listenership as well. So thank you on that. I'm going to split it here. Women's tennis begins conference play today against UCF. And then they got to turn around this weekend on Sunday and play. Looks like it's Houston. And they got to go. Actually, both matches will be at home. So an opportunity here for KC Women's Tennis, who are coming out of the non-con 3-4, and their ranking dropped. But 3-4, and last time I checked, K-State was, 51st? And the K-State Women's Tennis was ranked 51st in the women's tennis rankings, but dropped a little bit there after a loss to Rice. So they're 73rd ranked there. You're going to be hosting 44th ranked UCF here later on today. If I do get the results, I'll record it tonight. If not, I can always record it tomorrow, because probably going to be a heavy Saturday of recording here in KC. I'm mapping out what I'm going to do running, training-wise this weekend. Could be one run tomorrow and then my big run on Sunday with that. So I'm looking forward to it for all everything with that. But anyways, yes, looks like both games are scheduled for 5 o'clock. Actually, before, that's parking, my bad. But anyways, yeah, 4 o'clock later on this afternoon, it is UCF in Houston at noon. So that's what you're looking at right there. So the Cats and Knights will meet for the first time since last year. K-State lost to the same Golden Knights team, 4-1 there. Cats going to look for some payback here later on this afternoon there as well. And then, I mentioned split screen, K-State Nation. K-State baseball back in Texas again. And they have won. They swept the last time they're there. And now it's last weekend. I got training. Damn it. But anyways, after this. But yeah, so, not training for running, training for work. So got to wrap this up. And then here in a little bit, get on and knock this out on a Friday. How about that? But anyways, yeah, baseball tonight. And then this should be over by the time I'm done with my second run of the night of the day. My group run here, LSU, gets things kickstarted off for K-State baseball here as they try to shock the world here. They already beat Arkansas already. We own them after beating them, eliminating them in the postseason last year in the Fayetteville Regional. K-State will have their hands full in this series. LSU, I think Sam Houston, and damn, I cannot think of the other team. Oh, yeah, Nebraska. Nebraska, who was preseason ranked 24th in the ranking there. So let's see. So it looks like we have our matchups here set here for the Cats, at least for Pete Hughes, manager of the K-State baseball team, or head coach, whatever you want to call it. They call it head coach in the college ranks. I don't know why they do that. Major League Baseball calls them managers. Yes, I say that every time. But the manager, Pete Hughes, will send Jacob Frost to the mound against the lefty. Will go against the Tigers, LSU, 8-1 coming into this matchup this afternoon. First pitch a little bit after 2 o'clock. So, it'll be definitely over by the time I get off work. Might have to wait until after my run's over to get that recorded and get that up posted a little bit after midnight for you guys. Listen to that postcast there. And Michael Quevedo is slated to go against Sam Houston, which is 2-6. Excuse me, 2-6 right now. And then, of course, Lincoln Sheffield, who put on a clinic against TCU, the lefty. So you got three back-to-back lefties here against different opponents. And, of course, Sheffield, who was the Big 12 newcomer of the week, a.k.a., by the way, will start against Nebraska 3-4. So opportunity here for the Cats to do something here. Nebraska, for whatever reason that is, Nebraska is a pain in the ass when it comes to baseball, too. So we'll see what happens on that front. Obviously, we're still getting to learn some of these names, but I've been really impressed after really we wrote this baseball team off. I have to basically say they're going to get off to a bad start because they've lost a couple of key players. But here we go with D. Kennedy's of the world, David Bishop's. The Shantiros of the world, the Dante Lewis's, you know what I'm saying? So we're starting to learn about the Lincoln Sheffields, right? So definitely, they caught off our attention for sure. They'll really catch our attention if they can beat LSU here later on this afternoon down in Frisco, Texas, the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Eddie Gritter III here for a couple more minutes. So that's the slate here. Pete Hughes going to send out three consecutive left-handers, three different opponents. Of course, Sam Houston, that's tomorrow. First pitch, noon. And then, both Saturday and Sunday at noon, actually, with Sam Houston and Nebraska. So you have a chance here to leave, a golden opportunity for the Cats to leave Texas over 500, after 500, so we'll see what happens there. They're 4-4 right now. A golden opportunity to show what you can do. Once again, they're going to have their hands full of tough tasks, but hey, they have played very well. They could have beat North Carolina 2 weeks ago, but didn't do that. They led by a run against North Carolina before. North Carolina went on that 4-run seventh inning, if I remember that correctly there. They have to avoid the big inning. If you're the K-State pitching staff there as well, let your offense get the big hits and let them get rolling there as well. So that's what we're looking at, K-State baseball. I know I did a weekend athletics preview. That's going to come out later on tonight. But figure, you know what, we're going to have tennis is going to kick things off today here. Actually, K-State baseball is going to get it all started at a little bit after 2 down in Frisco, Texas against second-ranked LSU. And then you have women's tennis. Open up conference play against UCF. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content again. We'll be back on Podbean next week, or unless I decide to hop over there tomorrow and record something over there. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over there on that channel. G-R-I-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. Thinking about also bringing back Alex on Monday night to record following the K-State women's basketball regular season finale against Iowa State. Alex staying out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, where the sun is shining. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. K-State baseball gets things kick-started for the weekend here this afternoon.